Harry Ferguson. Harry Ferguson was the founder of a business that was to grow to become a worldwide business empire. He was a rare combination of things. He was an engineer, a businessman, but above all, he was a great inventor. Harry was born in a village in County Down in 1884, the son of a farmer. He was 15 years old when he saw his first car driving on the roads of Northern Ireland. Determined to become an engineer, he left school and went to work with one of his brothers who ran a garage business in Belfast. At the same time, he studied at night school, and it wasn't long before he established his own garage business. He gained publicity for his work and his daring exploits too. At the age of 24, he built and flew his own plane after being inspired by the Channel flight made by Bleriot. He was also a first-class motor racing driver. By the time of the First World War, Harry was a leading businessman. He was appointed by the government to see if he could improve farming methods, food production, and farm machinery in Ireland. This was to inspire him to design his own lightweight tractor. The first models went into production in 1936 in Huddersfield. Harry was a canny businessman. He struck a deal in 1938 with Henry Ford in America to produce Ferguson tractors during the Second World War. When Henry Ford retired after the war, his company directors cancelled the agreement with Harry Ferguson, but they continued to produce the tractors. Ferguson sued Ford and won $9.25 million in compensation in 1952. He then returned to Britain, setting up a new tractor factory at Banner Lane in Coventry. The first model of the production line was the TE20, affectionately known as the Little Grey Fergie. His tractor empire grew and joined forces with the Massey Harris Company of Canada in 1953, becoming Massey Ferguson in 1958. Ferguson worked hard to develop the four-wheel drive system to improve road holding and reduce skidding, but at the time it failed to make a commercial breakthrough. Four-wheel drive eventually became popular and is now quite common. Harry Ferguson retired to Abbotswold, Stow-in-the-Wold, in the Cotswolds.